Kanab, Utah's Healing Heart Sanctuary has a focus, helping children and animals get back on their feet. Today, we're talking to Laura Bradshaw, the founder and executive director of Healing Heart Sanctuary in Kanab.
We are a sanctuary specifically for injured and disabled rescue animals of all types. We have dogs in wheelchairs and cats and goats and rabbits and tortoises and ducks and geckos, I think that's all the species. But they all have some form of an injury or disability, and these animals are typically the ones that would get put down if they didn't have somewhere to go. And what we do, besides just trying to care for them and rehabilitate them, we work with children, whether it's at-risk teens or we work a lot with the Special Olympics teams and other people with different types of disabilities to show them that being different doesn't mean being any less of value in the world. And that, with the at-risk teens, one of the most fascinating things is to watch how an injured and or disabled animals can touch their heart 500 times faster than either a regular animal or even a person, because they're usually so closed off. So we try to do our best to work with as many children that we can, and to help, the animals get on their feet by helping them get on their feet at the same time.
So how exactly does this work? Do they spend time together for a few weeks? Is it kind of a one-time meet and greet?
It can be one time. It depends on how far away we're in Kanab, so nothing is really close.
Yeah.
We have some programs in Kanab that we work with, but we go out to St. George and we go out to other places as well. And sometimes, they come in this way. But sometimes it's a one-time thing. Other times they help volunteer with our, the cleaning and the helping and doing some of the treatments maybe with the animals. Other times we'll go to, if they have an event or something, and just so that they can experience, animals they've never met before, like giant tortoises and stuff like that. So it varies in terms of what is needed and what can happen, because we also have a distance thing, which is why this 100 Cars for Good contest is such a wonderful opportunity for us to get into an economical vehicle. So we can do more of what we do, because we usually have to do it kind of far away.
And I'm sure as gas prices rise, that gets to be increasingly important.
Yes, it's amazing. We could actually double what we could do if we have, because the car we have chosen for this contest is the Prius V, if we are to win, and that is the Prius station wagon. So it should have enough room for what we need to do for a lot of the different things that we do, and get us there in potentially over double, the gas mileage of what we currently have. So it's awesome.
So for our listeners who haven't heard of the Toyota's 100 Cars for a Good program, tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, it's a wonderful program. They started it last year for 100 days, consecutive days. They give away a car. And it can be a truck, a van. There's six different vehicles you can choose from. And they have chosen 500 organizations out of, I think it was over 4,000 applicants across the country. So five organizations a day compete for a car. There's five of us on this day, and whoever at the end of the day gets the most votes wins. It's just that simple. And so it's not a long, drawn-out contest. Every day is a different five groups. And every day, one of those five groups will get a car, and the others will get a $1,000 grant if they do not win the vehicle.
So if somebody wants to help vote for your organization, how would they do that?
The easiest thing probably is to go to our website at healingheartsanctuary.org. And so www.healingheartsanctuary.org, because we have a big widget there that says vote here, but it's Tuesday, June 12th. And the other thing is Facebook, because it is a Facebook contest. The voting is done on Facebook. You can go to our Healing Heart Sanctuary Facebook page, and there's tons of links and videos and links to the videos and all that kind of stuff from our Facebook page as well.
So Tuesday, June 12th, is the voting day. Go to the website that she just gave you. Thank you so much for being with us today, Ms. Bradshaw.
Oh, thank you. It was my pleasure.